Facebook photos show dorm environments riddled with the stuff. Mold creeping up a uniform sleeve, across a pillow, and along the edges of a box spring. After the photos were posted, at least 200 airmen were temporarily relocated, and workers ripped up carpet and treated the mold with bleach and other measures. 10 people reported minor symptoms in connection with the mold. That's according to General John DeGose of Lackland's 59th Medical Wing.
So the primary health concern with exposure to mold are allergy-like symptoms. It would be itchy, watery eyes, runny nose, sore throat. Those who have asthma could have an asthma flare.
But it wasn't those health concerns that sparked the unusually quick response from military officials. It was the fact that airmen posted pictures of the mold, which went viral on social media. General Laura Lenderman commands the 502nd Air Base Wing, which performs logistics for Joint Base San Antonio. She says the mold is a familiar problem.
That's a known known. Based on the environment where we live, on the circumstances, the heat, the humidity, the aging infrastructure, what we didn't know was the extent of the problem. And it's that social media blast that allowed us to understand the extent.
Lenderman points out that a dorm and campus improvement plan was already in the works, but she says the photos of the mold on social media sped up the process.
And we were able just to implement pieces and parts of that plan, as well as some other new ideas based on the situation that we're currently facing, to provide momentum and a catalyst to the solutions.
The military has long struggled to manage complaints about mold. In February, the Senate Armed Services Committee had a series of hearings which exposed problems that families were facing with mold in private housing on bases across the country. Lawmakers took military leadership to task over their lack of responsiveness and passed a defense budget with more housing protections. Kelly Ruska is with the National Military Family Association. She says that although the majority of those hearings focused on private housing, they also revealed problems in dorms and other work buildings.
In bits and pieces, you would hear that privatized housing was just the tip of the iceberg, and that when you looked at some of the barracks and you looked at some of the older work buildings, that they were facing similar problems with mold.
Ruska says that photos of widespread mold at Lackland are helping to spotlight the problem, and says the use of social media is telling.
The fact, though, that they were posting the pictures on Facebook tells me that there may have been a breakdown in the reporting. And I will say that a lot of the focus has been on the housing. So this tells us that we need to expand some of these protections to make sure that it includes all installation facilities.
Back at Lackland, General Lenderman says she's committed to transparency and is determined to rebuild faith in her wing.
You know, I trust everyone works with me and for me. I trust them with my life. And if we've lost any amount of trust with our airmen because of the situation in the dorms, then that's my job, is to rebuild that trust.
In the weeks since Lackland's mold problem exploded on social media, base leaders have used some of the same tools to respond. They created a mold remediation website to keep service members and the public updated. They've also documented their cleanup efforts across Twitter and Facebook. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.